gentlemen, welcome to the main event.
Welcome to WHW Monday. Tony Schiavone and Conrad Thompson.
Jim Crockett for Starcade, 605 NWA, TV title, Cajun Omni, the Bunkhouse Stampede, Flair and Horseman, Garvin, Boogie, Magnum, Dusty, Express Tag Team, Turner, Bonin, Mid-South, Joy World Championship Wrestling.
Talking about the great years of World Championship Wrestling, the NWA, and Jim Crockett Promotion.
Tony and First North, they win, look, Schiavone's back again, World title split off, center stage, Bischoff, Disney, Hogan, and Nitro, New World Order, and the Crow. Thunder Russo, Arquette Champ, Vinny Mac, simulcast. Tony's back with Conrad, not your classy podcast. Watch along, try not to laugh, lowest rules can't pass. This wasn't the initial plan, Tom Zink's a good-looking man. Klondike Bill, make a chair, Tommy, you come over here.
What happened when?
WHW Monday! And now, let's go to the ring, and here's your co-host, hey, it's Conrad Thompson!
Hey, it's Conrad Thompson, and you're listening to What Happened When? With the voice of your childhood, Noah Anthony Schiavone. Tony Schiavone! Tony, what's going on, man? How are you?
Hey, you didn't say all up in your ass with the bonus content.
Well, that's what we're doing. We're bringing that bonus content all up in that ass. Crypt Mac style, tap in with it, Tony.
On hood.
That's exactly right. Cut.
Little sporty. Little nifty.
Yeah, something real sporty today, Tony. We're watching season 10, episode 30, July 29th, 2002. It's Monday Night Raw. Season 10, episode 30, Monday Night Raw. Season 10, episode 30, Monday Night Raw. Season 10, episode 30, July 29th, 2002. Tony, I'm at 1 hour, 10 minutes, 8 seconds. 1 hour, 10 minutes, 8 seconds. 1 hour, 10 minutes, 8 seconds. Tony, I'm at 1 hour. 10 minutes, 8 seconds. Where are you, Tony? Are you two at 1 hour?
I'm at 1 hour, 10 minutes, and 9 seconds.
Oh, well, so we're all fucked up. Should we start over?
No, we should be fine.
Okay. Well, I'm excited to do this because you, of course, were not watching wrestling by this point. You were calling balls and strikes, right?
Not yet.
Oh.
But I was working for the Atlanta, well, I may have been. I did some Atlanta Braves games in spring training. But I was doing their pregame show and postgame show on the network. So that's what I was doing. I was working for a radio station and doing Braves pregame and postgame. But I wasn't calling balls and strikes really officially until 2009.
I see.
So, but anyway, I was out of wrestling, as you know. I mean, here a year later, a year and many months later, you know, the WWE still didn't want me, so.
Well, and they still don't.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Well, they said they did it one time, but. They were lying to Bruce.
Well, I don't think they were lying to Bruce. They just didn't want you to go to AEW, and you did. And in the end, you made the right choice, reinvigorated your career. I think you're more over right now than ever before.
Amazing something.
Isn't that crazy? Amazing.
Yeah. There was a friend of other show and, my guy in Texas, Jason Taylor, JT, sent me a link to an article that had been written about me. He said, it's a good article. I said, I want to read it. It said, with AEW, Tony Schiavone did something to his career.
Changed the perception for sure. Right. Whatever the narrative was about you pre and post AEW, I mean, it's totally different.
Yeah. Anyway, he said, read it. I said, I'm not going to read it. I deleted it because I don't want to see it. And I appreciate the guy if he'd said nice things to me, but there was something about the headline that, I don't know. It's clickbait. That's what it is. That's what
I like that you're able to just tune out negativity, but yet you still put up with me. Thanks for not tuning me out yet. Huh? I'm not negative either. I just bullshit.
I'm sorry. You were saying something.
Here's what I'm saying. Season 10, episode 30, season 10, episode 30, 1 hour, 10 minutes, 8 seconds, 1 hour, 10 minutes, 8 seconds. Tony, count us in. Let's press play. Let's watch this bonus today. All up in your fucking ass. WHW Crypt Mac style.
Okay.
Tap in. Okay. Tap in. No jumper.
Here's the, I found the headline.
Okay.
How Tony Schiavone's AEW comeback saved his reputation.
That's accurate.
Okay. The only reputation I care about is being a good person. That's the only reputation I care about. So,
well, hang on. Earlier today, you recorded with me and you said, look at me. I see what I get why people hated me. I was a fat ass shill.
Yeah. Right.
And I was like, well, hang on now. I'm technically a fat ass shill right now. And not like in not 20 years ago, but in my current form.
Yeah.
So if you're telling me that people don't like fat ass shills, I might need to get a checkup from the neck up. I am indeed a fat ass shill. And I'm looking forward to shilling a little more, Tony, because apparently as we've been recording today, I was assigned a new podcast. It happened on Twitter while I was eating supper, but I guess I have a new one now. But so I'd like to finish this one because I don't think I'm going to sleep until 2023.
Well, make your own bed there, feller.
I didn't make this one. This one was made for me on Twitter machines.
Sure it was. God bless Twitter. Okay, you ready?
I've been ready.
Okay, we are going to see, starting out with The Rock's, this is The Rock and Ric Flair from July 29, 2002, Greensboro Coliseum, by the way. And that's where our buddy Ryan, who Ryan Bridges, who is in, from Shelby, North Carolina, believe it or not. And so that's where he saw it. He saw it live. So Ric Flair and The Rock, we are going to start with The Rock talking with the coach, with Coachman. And then we'll move on towards the match. Okay.
I'm ready.
And we'll track it in 3, 2, 1, play.
What the hell does that mean?
Now what? One more piece of business.
Rock, we just saw the un-Americans. Rock, we just saw the un-Americans make a serious impact. My question for you is this. Are you going to be able to make a serious impact against Ric Flair tonight, considering what happened on SmackDown last Thursday when Brock Lesnar decided...
saying this, after years of being interviewed by all these sick freaks around here, from that ugly hermaphrodite Kevin Kelly to that new guy on SmackDown, that masturbating Mark Lloyd, I tell you what, every time he interviews a Rock, he runs into a dark room, he loses 5 pounds the hard way, if you know what I'm saying. So The Rock just wants to say it's good to be here live on Raw being interviewed finally by someone normal.
Rock, thank you very much. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Hey, it's no problem. You got to thank The Rock. I mean, you're always professional. You're always prepared, with the exception of that one time you spent the night with the cows. Other than that, you're a stand-up guy. So now, you want to ask The Rock.
Whoa. Rock, what do you mean with the exception of the night with the cows? What does that mean? What are you talking about?
Coach, don't pretend like you don't know what The Rock is talking about. You know damn well what The Rock is talking about. You and the night with the cows. Coach, live TV, let's move on. So you want to ask The Rock about SmackDown?
Rock, Rock. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, you have no idea what The Rock is talking about?
No.
You want The Rock to put you out there on Front Street? You want The Rock to do that? Huh? Is that what you want? Since you want a minute, let The Rock break it down. The Rock knows you come from Kansas. The Rock knows you live on a small farm in Kansas. And The Rock knows you like to go home every once in a while, drink that boon juice, moonshine, white lightning, whoa! Get a little tipsy, don't you, Coach? Yeah, The Rock knows that. And The Rock also knows you get a little tipsy, tip the bottle, and you like to spend time with the animals. One animal in particular The Rock knows about is your special cow, Bessie. Oh, The Rock knows about Bessie, what you like to do with Bessie and the microphone.
I'm afraid I don't follow.
You don't follow? Well, how about you follow this? one night out in Kansas, in the middle of the farm.
Hey, Bessie, how you doing? Joe Powell, the coach.
Does that ring a bell to you, coach? So why don't you just admit it? The Rock knows you like sticking microphones up cows' rectums. Don't you? Don't you?
Rock, it was just one night.
It was just one night. I was drunk. You know how.
Whoa.
You just admit that? You do like sticking microphones up cows' rectums? The Rock was kidding. I was joking. And now you admit that? Now what's the matter with you, you stick freak? What's wrong with you?
Oh, damn. Look at that cow over there.
Where?
Right there. You sick freak.
Oh, man.
Now, moving on to more serious matters. The Rock has got two things to talk about. Two things. And the first thing is the next big thing, Brock Lesnar. Brock Lesnar, you want to play mind games with The Rock? Is that what you want to do? Well, The Rock, I'll tell you this. Why? Because you want to ignore The Rock on Raw? You want to throw The Rock's title down at his feet? You want to beat up on Hulk Hogan on SmackDown? Well, see, Brock Lesnar, The Rock doesn't play games. But The Rock will make one exception for you. Oh, he's going to play a game. It's not pin the tail on the donkey. No, no. It's not sticking microphones up cows' rectums. No, the one game is simple, and it's called Just Bring It. So, Brock Lesnar, you want The Rock at SummerSlam? Well, you've got The Rock at SummerSlam. But if you want a piece of The Rock before that, it's real simple. The Rock will bring the whooping. You bring that candy ass. Now, on to tonight. For the first time ever, first time, one-on-one, The Rock, the People's Champ, against the Nature Boy, Ric Flair. You would ask The Rock a year ago, Rock, you think in 1 year you're going to be wrestling, taking on two of the biggest legends of all time, Hulk Hogan and Ric Flair? The Rock would have said, you're crazy. But not now, because finally, tonight, one-on-one, The Rock, the Nature Boy, Ric Flair, right smack down in the middle of Ric Flair country, right smack down in the middle of North Carolina. One-on-one. The jet flying, limousine riding, wheeling, dealing, kiss stealing, son of a gun, Ric Flair. Oh yeah, taking on the trailblazing, eyebrow raising, jabroni beating, wow, pie eating, heart stomping, elbow dropping, People's Champ, The Rock. There's only one word to describe a matchup of this magnitude. One word to describe its enormity. One word. The Rock, Ric Flair, simply this. Woo! Nature Boy, The Rock has been waiting all of his life for this night. It's going to be a classic. If you smell what The Rock.
Classic indeed, The Rock. And
so, Tony, you've seen a lot of promos in your life.
Oh, wow.
But that was a rod.
Oh, no, wait a minute. He's trying to step there.
Oh, respect. God.
Something tells me he ain't done.
It's going to be an awesome match. And we got it live.
He's still.
Listen to the crowd.
Is cooking.
The Rock and the Nature Boy. The People's Champion, Ric Flair.
On a scale of 1 to 10. Rock's charisma and swagger is
a 10.
42 is the correct answer.
Okay.
On a scale of 1 to 10, he's a 42. I mean, one of the best that ever did it right there. I know you didn't see a bunch of his stuff, but even if you think, like, you know, I've got great close personal friend of the show, Dick Bourne. He told me once as we're hanging out talking wrestling, he goes, I just didn't get it with The Rock. Now, let me say this. I could see how you would be like, not a huge fan. All right. I can get with that. Yeah. I could see how you would be like, it's not really my cup of tea.
Right.
But to say that you don't get why people would be his fan is a little bit of a stretch.
Yeah.
I think that was a clinic on how to entertain people, hold the crowd in the palm of your hand. My goodness.
Had I been the college student, high school student from the 70s, if I would have been able to teleport at my age into 2000 that year, I would have been a Rock fan. I would have been a big time Rock fan.
Here's who just you wouldn't like have been a fan of. This
who's
guy.
That?
Listen to this.
Well, I don't know.
Bing. That's what I did Monday night, Sean. I solved the problem when I pedigreed your ass. You want to know why I did it, Sean? Let me tell you why. After all this time, after everything I've done, after everything I've been through for you, you couldn't do this one thing for me. It was my idea, Sean, for you to be my manager. That's right, my idea. I knew that with you by my side, I would be unstoppable. But Sean, you just couldn't do it, could you? You just couldn't lower yourself to being my manager. You could never relinquish the spotlight when it was time for somebody else to shine. Well, it's time to face facts, Sean. And the fact is, the game has passed you by. The fact is, Sean, now I am the showstopper. Now I am the icon. And you, Sean, your career in this ring, it's over. Sean, your back is busted up.
He's going to keep talking like this forever. Thankfully, he's done, though. He retired.
Well,
almost look, 30 years to the day.
You cannot follow what The Rock said.
No.
You can't do that.
No.
It's
this should have been a ladies match.
Yes.
Yes.
It should not have been this.
Yes.
But anyway, what I was saying is transport me as a young guy. I would have been a gigantic Rock fan because back then I was a Blackjack and Dusty fan because they could talk and The Rock could talk. So I'm thinking now, okay, I've been thinking about this for a long time. We always talk about the Mount Rushmore. But I think that's very unfair. But I think the biggest stars ever in wrestling have been, this is not in any order, okay? Hogan, Flair, Stone Cold, The Undertaker, and The Rock. Just big stars.
Yeah.
Am I pretty close, do you think? I was thinking about that. Who would I name my big stars?
Well, the biggest stars are probably Hulk Hogan, Steve Austin, The Rock, and John Cena.
Okay, Cena.
Now, when it comes to the Mount Rushmore conversation, most of the time, I try to answer with my favorites.
Yeah.
And that would be guys like Ric Flair, Dusty Rhodes.
Right.
Terry Funk. And maybe your mom.
She was good.
I was just trying to think, like, who put over more guys? Ric Flair or your mom?
Mom was good.
Yeah.
Old school.
I'll tell you what, Lois put you over about 6 times. So the way I figure is you've got as many world championships as, like, I think you have more than Brett.
Well, I'm the best that used to was.
I'm the best that used to was.
It was. Used to could.
That's tremendous.
Yeah.
I'm the best that used to was.
Okay, so
thankfully, he was calling out. We're out of our torture. He's calling out Shawn Michaels. They're getting ready for SummerSlam 02. Shawn's coming back. They're going to have a pretty badass match. But what we're about to see instead, finally, is our main event. And we're in North Kakalaki.
Yeah.
So to see Ric Flair and The Rock here is a big deal.
I think something's going to happen backstage here.
Yes, that's correct. Here you go.
Fans, man.
Going.
What's going on?
Backstage, Greensboro Coliseum. Wow, been up that ramp many times.
I think Sean's been attacked, and then they're going to try to get video of it later, and it's going to be a big expose.
Oh, look out! Oh! What the hell happened? What the hell happened?
Oh, wow.
What's going on?
Oh, wow.
Do you remember when y'all had that on Dynamite, but the garage door was halfway down on Nick Jackson?
Yes.
That was fun.
Yeah. There you see Regal and Van Damme was there. Booker T, a very skinny Arn Anderson.
Who else makes it?
Steve Malenko is behind Goldust. Of course, you can't see but the top of Dean's head. Big Show. Bischoff. Meat.
Yeah, Stasiak.
Stasiak. Is that JBL too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's Bubba.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't play well with others, but man!
You think I did this?
Coach.
Woo!
Sarge.
Now Shawn Michaels being taken to a medical facility. Somebody obviously ran his.
Well, here we go, buddy.
Side of that car window.
That robe is owned by a private collector in Louisiana.
Hmm.
Not one of his more famous robes, but he wore it towards the tail end of WCW. Had one magazine cover in it, and there you see it there. I like it, but it's not one of his more famous ones.
He kept the short hair, didn't he, after WCW went down?
Well, you know, it wasn't cool to have a mullet in this era unless you were Tony Schiavone trying to hide up a gimmick.
Trying to do what?
Hide your gimmick.
I hide my gimmick.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't you have like a gimmick scar that you're self-conscious about?
Oh yeah. That scar in the back. Yeah.
Yeah.
Got it. I didn't.
I know you do it on the front too, which is why it looks like a button on a fur coat. You try to grow that out on the front too. Like a front mullet, I think is what you call it. I mean, my front mullet or my frumlet. No. Your frumlet.
Frumlet.
Yeah. You have a frumlet and you comb it over. Mm-hmm. And now once upon a time, after you loved a woman who wasn't clean, she had to run like a little brush through you down there and get all the little jumpers off, right? Isn't that right?
No, that's not right.
Feel like that's right.
Woo! The little jumpers. You know what I told her?
What?
No jumper. No jumper, cuh. No jumper.
Didn't even see it coming. I was so excited I came up a little jumpers that it never even crossed my mind. You might do it back.
All right, here we go, man.
Should be a good time.
Yeah. First time they've ever met.
I'm not sure. Maybe.
There's a lot of The Rock.
Probably. Cause you know, Rick just started wrestling at Royal Rumble the same year.
Yeah.
The confidence. Face right here. The Rock could beat Hollywood Hogan at WrestleMania. Now has the opportunity deep in North Carolina to take on Ric Flair. Flair, a 16-time former champion, for a nice arm drag takedown by The Rock, and another deep arm drag takedown.
As we're Flair watching the match here, Meltzer would say, show was built around Rock versus Flair in Greensboro, which on paper would seem to be can't miss. Flair didn't do a promo at all for the match, which he really should have done the previous week, but they probably hadn't even decided on doing the match at that point. Rock's interview tried to make it like he waited his whole life for the match, which was likely true since he was a huge Flair fan growing up. He said the match would be a classic, but it ended up sad because even a few weeks ago, it would have been magic. Flair himself, even before he came in, had always wanted to work a singles program with The Rock and said that this would have been the best crowd for the atmosphere. Flair seemed unhappy and distracted and forgetting about the athletic aspect. From the start, he didn't have his usual energy and fire, and it was evident right away it was not to be. You could say age, and that's part of it, but Flair's had many good matches this year. Crowd was polite to Flair and booed the hell out of Rock after a few minutes when he was beating on Flair. They were really into it by the ending, especially when Flair used the figure four. Rock won clean with the Rock Bottom, which came across flat because people were expecting several more minutes. Flair had mentioned he had a big announcement for the end of the show, and I'll bet everyone thought he was going to retire. He grabbed the mic at the end, but Jericho clocked him with a chair and said that Raw was Jericho, signifying his switch. To send the fans happy after Raw went off the air, Flair gave Jericho a low blow and put him in the figure four. Flair wasn't going to retire, and I'm glad he didn't say it because the fake retirement angle needs to be retired for a while.
Yeah.
They've actually been talking about taking Flair out of the ring and having him work doing strictly PR, but in this always changing company, he went from that to being booked for main events on house shows. So That's what Meltzer has to say.
I agree with Meltzer. When Flair just kind of walked down with a smile on his face, you know, he wasn't
doing Ric Flair shit.
That's right. Walking down.
Yeah.
Maybe it came from a guy who knew he was going to lose in Greensboro to The Rock. I don't know. Could have been.
Who knows? Look at the chops.
Big knife edges. Send the juice right to The Rock. Whoa, man. Hard shot. Trying to chop The Rock.
These guys in the hats.
To the outside by the ropes. Jesus.
They're going to have some fun here.
Shot. Trailer right here. And another right on the outside. Even though both men have a great deal of respect for each other. So much so that The Rock wanted this match.
I don't think The Rock wanted this match to show his respect. He's shown very little respect to Ric Flair so far, JR. I think The Rock just wanted to beat Ric Flair here tonight right in front of Ric Flair's hometown fans.
And Flair back heel trip. Flair, the master of figure four leg lock. We have seen this sequence of moves on many occasions, so apparently has The Rock. He counters, comes up with a clothesline. The Rock up quickly. The undisputed champion.
Listen to this crowd.
Maybe The Rock is sending a message to Brock Lesnar.
Notice the fans with the showing the four fingers. Man, that will last forever in wrestling, I think.
How long?
Forever.
How long?
Forever.
How long?
Till Monday.
There you go.
Okay.
Anytime I hear forever, I think of Terry Funk over in Japan.
Yeah.
Just get told.
Forever.
How fun is that? I'm going to do it forever.
Little sporty.
Look at the crowd here as they see Rock doing something real nifty.
Witness the most electrifying move in sports entertainment history.
Oh, Flair counters.
Very
gets
good.
Up, puts him in the figure four.
Oh, no. Figure four. Rock kicks out of it. Double leg kick up by The Rock. And The Rock.
Oh, no.
Oh, The Rock's got a submission move himself. A sharpshooter.
No respect whatsoever.
The Rock with a sharpshooter on Ric Flair. The king is competitive. It's a rock competition. Flair's going to have to give it up or get to the ropes one. And he does. Flair into the ropes. The Rock breaks the hole cleanly.
A lot of damage done now by The Rock. Uh oh. Here we go.
Rock again stepping over.
Whoa.
hooking those ankles. And now I'm trying to go behind Flair.
I mean, it's not a bad match.
No, it's fundamentally pretty sound.
I've been waiting for the pop for this. It's just cool to see him actually sit down with one.
Yeah. Rock selling like hell here too, buddy.
I'm glad you're getting to see more of the Rock.
Yeah, me too, man. You know, I think I've met just about every big name but him.
Really?
Yeah, never met him. And that's something.
I can make that happen.
Oh, I'm sure you could.
Man, it's fun to watch these guys, knowing what it means to young Rock. There's a picture of Rock with a kid with the, I'll get it out. There's a picture of the Rock as a kid.
Yeah.
Getting his picture made with Rick. He was so excited to be in that picture.
And now he is
the biggest star of them all.
Yep. Biggest star of them all. Biggest action star of them all. Oh, by the way, I did a strut like that with Jay Lethal on Dark.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I got to see that.
Yeah, Jay says, he said, we got to do, they may not have rolled on it, but we did it for the, well, there you go. 1, 2, 3.
I mean, that was it. The fans
there. Yeah.
How about that?
That was kind of surprising, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Just kind of picked him up, threw him down, and won it.
About respect. Woo! That was something, JR. I thought Flair had the Rock in big time trouble. And then Flair.
Yeah, a lot of the Ric Flair fans didn't buy that.
Right into the Rock bottom. It's like, well, the Rock, what are you thinking about here? Flair walked right. It's like walking into a right hand by Mike Tyson. Hey, but you know what? Flair said he had a big announcement to make after this match. Well, that's right. You can only imagine what that could be. There's the hand. The people's hand. Friendship and respect. That's about competition. That's what Raw's about. Athletic competition. Look at Ric Flair raising the Rock's hand. From perhaps the greatest champion in the eyes of many of all time, Ric Flair, to the man.
You know, I don't have an undisputed title yet. So if you're listening to this and you have a ring used undisputed title, hit me up. I got cash and whatnot. I think it would look good on the shelf behind me.
Mm.
And now here comes your boy coming to rain on old Richard's parade.
Yeah. Momentum on his way to SummerSlam. And now the announcer. Like, Flair's got that microphone in his hand. I hope it's not bad news.
Thank you. I have a very important announcement to make tonight, and I couldn't think of a better.
Wait a minute. What the hell is that? What the hell is King Hudson? What the hell is that?
I don't know.
What the hell? What is this?
I don't know.
Well, what is it? What does that look like to you? Well, it looks like that's Chris Jericho's music.
Chris Jericho?
It's damn sure Chris Jericho's pyro.
Wait a minute, this is wrong.
If they smack down. I don't know. Jericho's music, Clara's gonna
He's
tell
He's behind him.
Is he really?
The hell was that?
Are you sure?
I saw him.
Thanks for the spoiler.
What a-
the only announcement that matters tonight is as of this moment on, Raw is Jericho.
What? That's Bischoff. Bischoff has stolen Jericho from SmackDown. Raw is Jericho, and Jericho just hit Flair with the most vile, heinous chair shot. What the?
And on that note, Ric Flair and Chris Jericho would storm into SummerSlam. You got to see two fun things today, Tony. What did you think?
I love them both, man. I love seeing Rock. Really love seeing Rock. The first bonus podcast, we saw the Rottens in a whatever kind of death match. Toupee?
Yes, it was a toupee death match. They stapled hair pieces to each other's hair. Tony, it's past your bedtime. I can just tell, and it looks like it's about that time.
Yes, it is about that time. Can you smell?